The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. I appreciate you waking up here. About quarter after 7, 770-5633. A little bit of open phone time until we end up bringing on Dr. Dennis Powers. And we're going to be talking a lot about the various legal issues, along with some local history, too. It's a special. We're going to have him on a little bit earlier. Make sure we have a little bit of breathing time to end up making this all happen. Okay? We're still waiting for any second the Supreme Court ruling on President Trump's immunity case. We'll get some clarity on this. I don't know if it gets kicked back to some courts or whatever, but what can they actually go after President Trump for? And we'll be talking about that with Dr. Powers here in the next 20 minutes. Certainly, we should have the decision coming down by then. There's some other news going on right now here. And this is one of those stories that it's not the biggest story, but it is something if you shop at Costco. I was looking here over the weekend that more than 500,000 portable chargers that they've sold at Costco have been recalled because of reports of fire. It's the lithium ion battery issue here once again. And it was it's called My Charge Hub All-in-One 10,000 milliamp portable chargers. And they have a bunch of those. Go to Costco.com to find out more about it. But like I said, more than 500,000. I guess it's set some places on fire. I almost bought one of those. And I'm looking at that. Hey, it's a pretty good price, right? And I looked at those. I remember those being for sale. And I didn't bite for whatever reason. So, yeah, they would have recalled it from you anyway at this point. Let's see. We have CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid continuing to close stores, and we're still looking at some challenges with brick and mortar drugstores, and they're all claiming that a lot of this is due to online pharmacies. We've had quite a few close here in Southwest Oregon, but it appears that Walgreens is going to close a significant number of underperforming stores. We already had some close here in Southwest Oregon earlier this month. 27 locations in Michigan and Ohio ended up shutting down. They're restructuring in Rite Aid under Chapter 11. And they're all saying that it has to do with people doing more online pharmacies. I don't know about, well, I'm starting to think that they're probably dealing with more, and they don't want to talk about this too much in the open, but lots more shrinkage, which is available. Lots more shrinkage in some of the major urban hive minds in which people can steal whatever they want, and nothing gets done to the people. And so that will tend to drive a lot of people leaving those kind of those neighborhoods. Of course, I don't know. Maybe it is about the online pharmacy sort of situation. I know that Shark Tank guy Mark Cuban has been really trying to fight with his very cheap online pharmacy. That's something that he's been doing for a little while, to some success, from what I'm understanding. But wow, look what happened to Bi-Mart. Bi-Mart is completely leaving the pharmacy world. But a lot of that in Oregon, a lot of people forget about that. Much of that was due not because Walmart or because Bi-Mart wasn't doing a good job as pharmacists. That was my favorite, one of my favorite bigger box pharmacies here in Southwest Oregon was Bi-Mart. I really miss them when they ended up going away because I'd go to Bi-Mart all the time. But you ended up having the essential sales tax, that corporate activity tax. And in the Bi-Mart world, from the way it was explained to me, pharmaceutical sales were low margin. So there wasn't a big profit margin involved in selling that. That was done kind of like a service. Yep, they would make some money, but not a whole lot. But they had to pay that corporate activity tax on all the massive amounts of cash going into the pharmaceuticals, even if it didn't necessarily generate profit. And that's the problem with the corporate activity tax. Just saying. 20 minutes after 7. Another report this morning here. This is from the Upper Rogue Independent. I know school is out, but Eagle Point School District number 9 was discussing possible reasons for enrollment decline in a recent board meeting. And interesting how Eagle Point is just one of many districts that Wayne Lee writes about here in the Eagle Point Upper Rogue Independent. Many districts seeing a decline in enrollment for all sorts of reasons. For the most part, though, they say people moving out of the district account for the majority of the decline. Huh. You trying to tell me with the population going up in all these places that they're moving out? Maybe they are. They claim that there are small percentages who choose a private school, homeschool, or any number of other educational options. They note that chronic absenteeism is a contributing factor. So I guess they want to crack down on that. All of our school districts here in Southern Oregon, for the most part, are suffering pretty large declines. And nobody wants to say the obvious, that the public school education model is an ugly baby right now and getting uglier by the year. And when you hear talk about your typical public school student is costing $25,000 to $30,000 a year, $20,000 to $30,000, we'll just say, we'll go a nice broad number there. And Cascade Christian can do the same job for about $12,000 in high school. Whew. Let's compare the quality, right? Compare the quality. 770-5633. A little bit of open phone time. We can hit your calls in just a second. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
This is Insurance Agent A.
Hey.
He sells for one company only.
It's the absolute best.
To my right, an exemplary insurance agent. An independent, which means...
I can help you research multiple insurance plans, giving you a much better look at who actually has the better coverage.
Well, that's not fair.
That's not what our customers say.
Well, I can't compete with that.
Home, auto, health, life. Sky Park Insurance is your local independent agency that shops for the best coverage for less. Steve makes insurance easy.
Hey, it's Bryce. KMED invites you to Discount Fireworks Superstore's Big Block Party Tuesday night. Enter to win a 60-second shopping spree, and there's free fireworks for the kids from 7 to 9. The block party is happening at a Discount Fireworks Superstore near you in South Medford, West Medford, Ashland, Phoenix, Central Point, White City, Grants Pass, and Cave Junction. Don't miss it. Enter to win a 60-second shopping spree and free fireworks for the kids from 7 to 9. It's Discount Fireworks Superstore's Big Block Party Tuesday night.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
It is 24 minutes after 7. Join the conversation at 770-5633. We were talking about President Trump. We were talking about pharmacies shutting down around the nation here. People are saying they're going to more online pharmacies. And by the way, another issue, not the most important one, but if you have bills on auto pay, and I do, I have many bills paid on auto pay in which... the bill would come in from for Medford Utilities, as an example, our street fees and everything else. Just gets paid automatically out of my bank account, right? And I had the same thing for my water bill. And I would see the water bills come in from Medford Water Commission, and I would just ignore them. I was just ignoring them. And then on Saturday, I opened up one from the Medford Water Commission, and it says, we're going to cut your water off on Tuesday, Bill. I said, what? What did I do? And unbeknownst to me, I've just been putting the bills in the filing cabinet. I haven't been looking at them because they just get paid automatically, right? Not a big deal. Water is not incredibly expensive in Medford. And apparently the credit card expired on my auto pay. And so the auto pay stopped going on. And so Medford Water started looking at me as a deadbeat. And so I had to pay like 2 months worth of water, like $80 or something, plus the fine or the late fee. So I got to be a little more careful. Watch those things every now and then, huh? Let me go to Washington Larry. Washington Larry, you want to talk about the online pharmacy issue. A lot of major pharmacies closing around the nation here. And do you think that makes sense that people are moving to the online pharmacy? What do you say?
Well, I wanted to tell you that I agree with that.
You do?
I saved money. The other day I needed, I'm not embarrassed to say this, I needed some X-Lax. And I went, of course, you go to the pharmacy, spend time, money, effort, you go there, sometimes they don't have what you want because they're less and less product. I ordered it Saturday here, and it came the next day. And so I've ordered over the time different products, blue pills. You know what those are?
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Nicotine gum. I'm looking at my computer here. And all other kinds of products there that I sometimes can't find. That I have to spend a couple hours going and looking for it, different mineral stores, vitamin stores. I have it all here, Bill. And, and the local pharmacy here is just bereft. A lot of product. You go in there walking around looking for, oh, they don't have this. Oh, they don't have. So I'm adding to the issue that it's easier just to get it online, save time, money, effort.
I wonder what role the massive increase in shoplifting and how people don't get punished to the same extent that they once did, how that may drive some of it. Because I know that you talk about things not being stocked or it's slow to restock. I've noticed that there's been a real trend. You go into a drugstore and you'd only see one or two of something on each shelf for each item. Have you noticed that too?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get a certain size of shoe insert, and all they have is the expensive one and not the right size. Yeah, I just go online and they have my size. I can get it almost the next day. And I guess the trend now, and a lot of brick and mortar are shutting down. And I don't know. I think it's just convenience, Bill.
Do you see a danger in this, though, at some point when there wouldn't it be anybody local to give you the drug sometime?
Oh, that's a good question. I have no answer to that, Bill.
Okay. Well, Larry, I appreciate you sharing your experience, but you believe that story then, the reason some of that is going on. Appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. 770-5633. Let me go to, I think this is Gene. Hey, Gene, you wanted to talk about drugs and the Biden situation or Trump. Go ahead.
Well, for one thing, what are they going to do to frame President Trump now to keep him from running? And have you ever seen an honest election in a Democrat state? So he's fighting a losing battle. And as for the school, maybe they should stop brainwashing kids and start teaching them what they're supposed to.
Well, apparently, according to the Oregon Department of Education, what they're supposed to be taught is a heavy dose of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and as much perverted sex as you can get away with teaching in the classroom. I think that's what's going on. Appreciate the call there. Let me go to hello, Dave. Go ahead.
Hello. I wanted to say, on the homeless issue in the parks, the Supreme Court ruled that the decision from the Ninth Circuit was invalid. And so any law that was codified under that decision is now invalid by the state because it was a ruling for the city of Grants Pass and their ordinance was upheld. And that's the where it's going to go. By the way, it's going to get really ugly.
Oh, I can assure you, it's definitely going to get ugly. You are right about that. I'm going to talk with Dr. Powers about that, too, and see what he has to say about it. And he may be on one of these lines here right now, for all I know. Hi, good morning. KMED, KBXG, who's this?
Hey, this is Jim. Ed's from Bandon.
Hey, Jim. How are you doing in Bandon? What's going on?
I'm good.
Hey, you know, you're going to be a great section of the state to be, especially later this week when it ends up being about 105. Here in southwest Oregon, you're going to be fine out on the coast, won't you? It might be warm though; it could be 80 there, but still, a lot better.
Oh, I don't want to gloat, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right this time. What you thinking?
This we had a big win. The Supreme Court shot down this Chevron doctrine, which was established in 84, and neuters the Natural Resources Defense Council, which has long been in contention, and it granted deference to federal agencies, real agencies, in interpreting these statutes, which effectively is, going to neuter these unelected bureaucrats to make laws through their regulatory legislative crap. And
you know, the thing,
might be worth talking about later in the week once we've really dug into it, because this could be huge.
Well, I was talking with Rick Manning about it last hour, and there is one aspect of the agreement ruling that I did not understand, and that there was a compromise made that the 18,000 or so cases that had used Chevron were grandfathered in. So you can't go back and rehear those specific cases, but it does involve moving forward so that every time there are new rules, you can take it apart and, you know, the Forest Service, the BLM, you know, all of the alphabet soup agencies don't automatically have the expertise, the badge of expertise next to them. So that's good. That's a good thing.
It is significant enough that it might not be worth a quick call in today. It might be worth visiting later in the week because it could have far-reaching positive ramifications.
Huh? Yep, we'll see about that. And I appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in from the coast, okay? It is 7:32. Let me grab line two. Hi, good morning, KMED, KBXG. Yeah, hey.
Bill, Dennis.
Dennis, hey, you've been watching, huh? You've been listening?
Oh, well, actually, it's one of those things as to the presidential immunity where I believe it looks to be pretty clear where the Supreme Court's going to come out when you look at the last seven decisions. In any event, it's one of those ones where you're going to have, with the considerations going back forth and what was in Oros, is there'll be more like a quote-unquote qualified immunity. But the important thing here to remember in all these cases is that facts change. And with the cases that come in and these politicized attacks by the Biden-Obama-Soros administration is one that you can see that thread running through all the other prior decisions as to the lawfare that the Supreme Court was trying to rein in.
It appears that they have. It appears that they have, that they have ruled that President Trump is immune from criminal prosecution. What they're claiming.
Well, I think it depends on the facts. It depends in terms of really what the bottom line is on that. And the thing is that we're all looking forward to this. It'd be nice to be able to read the opinion, which I've done in the other ones, you know, and not just the syllabus. And in any event, the key thing is what is an official act? Just to set it into a proper type of analysis. And they're balancing. What about a president off the rails that, let's say, sanctions a kill order on arrival?
Because exactly.
Facts change.
Yeah, yeah. And how much? But I'll tell you what. Why don't we break for bottom of the hour news here in just a moment. Let's come back, and then we'll delve into it more and all those other decisions from last week.
It's really a good one to see where the Supreme Court is going, despite the fact that Merrick, my friend, was going ahead and allowing demonstrators to destroy their sleep as a warning.
Yeah, indeed. That's certainly a shot across the bow. All right, Dr. Powers, we'll be right back, and we'll continue with where past meets present, and a lot on the present this morning for sure on the Bill Myers Show.
Did your mobile provider just increase their prices again? Switch to Spectrum Mobile, the nation's fastest growing mobile provider. With Spectrum Mobile, you get unlimited talk, text, and data, plus nationwide 5G. Switching to Spectrum Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your phone balance up to $2,500. Stop dealing with price hikes from your cell phone company. Get Spectrum Mobile. Visit spectrum.com/itpays to switch for full details. Offer subject to change. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The Upper Applegate fire is now 100% contained. Sunday, the Jackson County Sheriff's Office also rescinded all evacuation notices for the fire. Friday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the Grants Pass homeless case has homeless advocates and Democratic lawmakers disappointed, calling it morally wrong. The ruling overturned a Ninth Circuit ruling saying Grants Pass could not enforce fines or jail the homeless for camping on public property. Meanwhile, others say it gives cities more options to deal with the homeless. Oregon House Republican leader Representative Jeff Helfrich says cities can finally begin restoring our community's public spaces. The State Ethics Commission dismissed complaints against Oregon Governor Tina Kotek related to the government role she gave her spouse, First Lady Amy Kotek Wilson, which caused a number of Kotek's top staffers to quit over ethical concerns. The commission, which is appointed by the governor, never talked to the staffers. I'm Bill London, KMED News.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They have been busy boarding up homes and businesses. Mass evacuations have been underway as powerful Hurricane Beryl approaches the Caribbean's Windward Islands. It is a powerful Category 4 storm, 130-mile-per-hour winds. Different kind of storm has engulfed the national political scene in the aftermath of President Biden's performance in the debate with former President Trump. This storm could end Mr. Biden's bid for a second term in office. The Supreme Court releasing a batch of rulings this morning, but we've heard nothing yet on a presidential immunity case involving former President Trump's claim of presidential immunity. We're still awaiting word on how the high court ruled in that specific case. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been higher on this first day of the third quarter. The Dow currently up 82 points. More details, SRNNews.com.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands. So if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
Do you take safe drinking water for granted? If you have a well for your water, no one's monitoring what's in your water. It's up to you to be sure that the water you and your family are drinking is safe and free of contaminants. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for a full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
If you've been injured in an accident, you've got Reed Law Firm on your side. I'm Shane Reed. Call us for a free, no obligation consultation to discuss your case. We've been helping injured clients get the care and resources they need to get their lives back on track for 27 years. Don't be a victim twice. Put our experience on your side. Find us at reedlawfirm.com, reedlawfirm.com, or call us and let's talk, 772-3266.
Coming up on the next Hughes Lumber, when 2x4s get together, only one thing can happen. Walls get built. Check out the studs, followed by contractors and do-it-yourselfers, featuring lumber, hardware, and siding. Starring decks, additions, and ADUs. It's the return of home enhancements. But watch out for that knotty pine. Get the best build for your buck values at Hughes Lumber, your top show for quality, price, selection, service. So don't miss Hughes Lumber on Crater Lake Highway next to Garrison's.
Hi, this is Lisa, the Hughes Lumber Girl, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Dr. Dennis Powers, where past meets present, and today we're dealing mostly with the present. Isn't that right, Doc? A retired professor of business law. Great to have you back on the show, as always.
My friend, this is really a historic day. And this whole week has been historic with the way that the Supreme Court has woven a tapestry through all the decisions that have come down in terms of the political attacks and the politicized lawfare of Biden, Obama, and Soros. And there's just so much interesting things to go through. because a key thing really is that facts change. And so with the way facts change, and attorneys are so inventive, my friend, that when you come to these rulings, the fact that we were talking off the air before the decision came in, that it's going to really be a qualified immunity, which is what it is.
Yep.
That it'll go back to the lower court, which is what it's going to do. And the reason is because of the fact that they have to make a determination as to whether January 6th, my friend, was an official or a non-official act. And so everything goes around that, and we knew that that would happen just from, really looking at, the oral argument.
Yeah, and it was obvious, though, just by common sense, that January 6th, the speech that President Trump gave, was an official act. He was still president at that point. It had not been certified. He did not, by the way, tell his supporters to go and break into the Capitol. He talked about going, peacefully, et cetera, et cetera. But the Supreme Court rule, though, is essentially saying that a former president has substantial immunity from prosecution for official acts committed while in office, but not for unofficial acts. I don't think there's any way that you could say that the January 6th rally and speech was not an official act. Could you? Is there any way someone could construe that?
Well, my friend, that's really where the issue is and the problem lies.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we look at, what has happened when Special Counsel Jack Smith, who more than likely is looking for a higher court appointment when this is over, if Biden is able to stay in, we'll have to see what happens towards the end. The whole key thing here is that there were four counts of it that were indictment. And when it came into the district court judge, the lower court judge, guess who was there?
Who was there?
Tanya Chutkan, who was an Obama appointee, was born in Jamaica. When you go through her background, you won't find it just makes Juan, in terms of New York, Judge Juan, look like Nixon.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, and so that's where it all starts. It's forum shopping right from the beginning. My litmus test, really, which I couldn't use if I was practicing law, and I didn't, because you would come before a judge that probably was a left-leaning judge, and you needed to go ahead and convince that person, that the litmus test says, how much of a fundraiser was this judge who is now sitting, raise monies for Soros, Obama, or Biden?
Mm.
And that's unfortunately the lawfare that was really addressed. Now, for official acts, the court course is saying that presidents have immunity for official acts and a presumption, but that presumption is not absolute. It doesn't mean, because what they're concerned about is what happens if, in terms of the succeeding president, that you have someone like, let's just say ungodly, that Biden gets elected,
mm-hmm.
and he is so infirm that you have this coming through. So they're trying to balance it. The other thing is please, for all of your listeners and yourselves, and a key thing that we've seen, my friend, that's come up, is that the impeachment is what the founders were really relying on. And that's why the Constitution and federal statutes were silent on this question of immunity. But what's interesting here on the immunity is that, my friends, think about where it's come up before by the courts. So they're relying on courts. And think about things such as Nixon's Watergate, which what happened there very quickly was the fact that in there he resigned not because of the fact of the threat of the litigation, which was really coming in, but because of the fact that he would lose the impeachment proceeding. And now let's go to Bill Clinton. Boy, this is really great the way the mass media and the drive-by media has been.
By the way, I'm glad that you mentioned that about Nixon, because I was only a young boy when that impeachment happened. I was like 12 years old, or when that when that was going on. So I may not have understood the nuance that all that was reported is that he resigned, and there was the resignation. And the way it was reported to me, the way I remember it being bandied about in those days, I said, well, this is because of the crimes that could be coming after him. And no, it was because the impeachment was the really only real punishment for the president. That was the political prosecution. You know, that's what you're supposed to do constitutionally. And he knew he would lose it. So let's not make it this a fait accompli and resign. That's what that was about, right?
That's okay. An excellent point, because it was really the reason why he resigned was because of the impeachment. He had his advisor that said, you will be impeached, because they could go ahead and continue the court types of things. Now, because now let's go ahead, my friend, let's go to something that the New York Times and CNN have just totally not brought in, which is just so disgusting. Paula Jones. Let's go back to Paula Jones. Bill Clinton. Guess what happened there? When we look into that, Bill Clinton paid $850,000 during his presidency to settle Paula Jones' sexual harassment lawsuit. But we're not going to hear any of the considerations on that by this totally biased media. And one other point I really have to make, Bill, and it's really following up on something you said way in the beginning, which is so accurate, that yes, it was good that the debate happened the way it is, but that's not the big issue. The big issue that you told me, and I just said, you are absolutely right, my friend, and that's because the fact the enemy is the deep state. The enemy is the oligarchs. Clinton, who has made all this money. Kerry, with his going back and forth to Iran, and now all of a sudden we have the Israelis in a war that has to do for their existence. And the agencies that had the Chevron rule, Obama had the ability to put in lawfare, put in all of his appointments, courts and everything else, and had it all done. And the Republicans were totally asleep at the switch as to what was going on.
You realize, though, you know, looking back at that Chevron deference case here, you know, which was put in place in 1984, it's kind of ironic to think back then, conservatives at that time, I was reading about this, conservatives of the day, because this was during the Reagan administration, they hated that Chevron decision, or they wanted the Chevron decision the way it came out, because they wanted the expertise of the administrative state, which the conservatives were running at that point in time, because it was Reagan, right?
Absolutely right.
Isn't that funny? But it was the liberals that ended up running roughshod with that ruling over the years to follow. Isn't that really the case?
Excellent point, and that's exactly what happened, because it was then used by Obama, Soros, and the rest of the far-left gang all the way through to use agencies, and not only agencies, the deep state, to go ahead and get their politicization going in their lawfare. Because one of the things that I didn't even know this, Bill, until I really got into the case of you know, this is Loper Bright versus Raimondo, the Secretary of Commerce.
Yeah, this is the one. This is the Chevron case you were talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I did not know, and I really had to go into the facts to be, you know, so we could discuss it. I could give good, you know, a rendition of it. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration rule, put an administrative rule out that commercial fishermen, lobster fishermen, had to pay $700 a day for an at-sea monitor. And I first thought, what the hell is an at-sea monitor? It's a person. It's a fishery observer to record catching, interactions with marine mammals, sea turtles. And then you go into what's the qualification. I said, okay, let's see what the qualification is.
Well, the qualification being a left-wing environmentalist, most likely.
Exactly. And there were two – and this is where the real horror comes out, my friend. One was the fact they had to be having had ECHO studying. It didn't even have to graduate with it, but also have computer skills. So here's what happens. They go ahead on the boat, and they record all their observations. The commercial fishermen have no idea what's going on. Then what goes on, they, as soon as they dock, upload it into the Secretary of Commerce, NOAA, and Raimondo. Then what happens, my friend, is the fact that they then come in with a big fine. And this whole thing is no different than the way the FBI was going ahead and tracking innocent parents at education meetings who were upset about transgenderism and about not being told as to what was happening. This is a banana republic, and where the far left and the deep state is so concerned, they're saying it through Biden's performance. Heck no.
All right. Let's
the whole thing is up for grabs.
Yeah, so there are a few less bananas today in some respects, given these court decisions. Would that be a fair assessment of what's happened over the last week or so? Fewer bananas in the banana republic, okay? Let's put it that way. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la, you know. But there are some still bananas, some big bananas as an example. Senator Jeff Merkley, did you happen to see his response to the Chevron deference going down here? Would you like to hear it?
I'd like to hear it. I think your listeners would, too. We have an idea of where this jerk is going.
Yeah, well... the way I look at it, Senator Jeff Merkley beclowned himself Friday when these Supreme Court decisions came out. It says, I'll just read it from his release, his statement. Oregon U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley today issued the following statement after the Supreme Court's decision in Loper Bright Enterprises v. Raimondo and Relentless Inc. v. Department of Commerce. Quote, "This is a naked power grab by the corrupt MAGA Supreme Court. Their decision replaces reasonable applications of congressional intent crafted by expert professionals with the capricious opinion of unaccountable judges." You know, this is one of the few times that Merck probably hasn't loved a federal judge, right? But anyway, the court's goal is to make themselves a super legislature that it can impose the mega agenda of maximum corporate power while striking down measures supporting consumers, workers, health care, and the environment. This Supreme Court decision is a direct assault on government of, by, and for the people, and clarifies who the court really works for, the privileged and the powerful. The court's attack on the separation of powers is also a direct attack on our Constitution. Today is a dark day for our republic and the well-being of our citizens. So that is how Jeff Merkley beclowns himself with Supreme Court decisions. You know, the arrogance of that senator, Dr. Powers, that somehow the unelected bureaucrats are always way more, are just automatically given the expertise stamp of approval, right? Every time. And what? So Merkley thought it's okay that a fisherman should have to take out a $700 a day fishing monitor to be able to go out and fish, right? He's okay with stuff like that. And he calls that, And anything that would go against that. Did Congress say that in the rules when they did that? Of course not. And that's essentially what the Supreme Court reined in, right? This whole idea that the agencies can take the intent from Congress, make up their own rules, and also try and convict in their own administrative courts. Isn't that another aspect of this, too?
Absolutely right. And you see, Bill, when we go into it, what was actually happening, you know, see, Merkley is a socialist. All of this is against private enterprise and power. And you see, what he's really basically saying, and I really enjoyed the way you did that. That is really cool.
I'm glad I could help you out there. So.
Oh, no. I'm glad we can both, work with each other as we have for 13 years. I just get immense enjoyment out of working with you. The thing is, what Merkley is really saying is, well, I want my boys, and he may include that, of course, with ladies and all sorts of people.
But he may not know. He's not a biologist. He may not know the difference between a man and a woman. I don't want to go there.
Right. No. Privately, he's probably saying he does. But there's so many things that are coming in here, and the bottom line is that Merkley just wants to have a very cushy job. Let's say, what, about $400,000, $500,000 a year consulting when he retires, and he flies back and forth, and he stays in the upper echelon, totally forgotten about the rest of us. And that's the problem with this type of power. But what's interesting is that if we go into the SEC case, which is the same thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we hold that thought here for just a minute? Let me take a quick break, and we'll return, and we'll keep going, all right?
Oh, you betcha. But, you know, very quickly, in terms of what Merkley was saying,
yeah,
dead wrong, because the court was really just trying to go ahead and state that we got even the playing field because the agencies with Merkley are out of control with Obama Biden.
All right. Very good. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Powers, mostly focusing on the present today because there's just a fire hose of news continuing in the analysis of same.
George Strait's Oceanfront Property in 1987 was the first album to debut at number one on the country charts. Whether you're Arizona Oceanside or further inland, Millett Construction reminds you that if you have sloping floors and cracks in walls, your ground is likely shifting, causing foundation issues. Millett will fix your foundation, level your house, and solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Visit Millett Construction. Construction.com for a free estimate. CCB number 32787.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
Is your business or personal tax return under IRS audit? Tell the IRS First Response Resolution has got it. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point, your local tax resolution experts. Visit firstresponseirs.com and talk to Zach in Eagle Point. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer.
Lithia Body and Paint knows that the dent in your car is bugging you. Here's some good news. You may have a ding or dent that's quick and affordable to fix. Lithia has special tools to carefully pop out dents and dings in your car, often without damaging the paint. From major collision repair to small dings from a baseball, shopping cart, or mailbox, bring it by Lithia Body and Paint and we'll let you know what it's going to take to fix it. You may be pleasantly surprised. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Hey, I want to ask you this. With interest rates on the rise, how will your home sale be affected? Hey, it's Lars Larson. Can you still make money on your property? Well, here's the answer. Call the only agent in Medford I trust to make me top dollar, Jared Hokanson with Hokanson Realty. Jared and his team are local to Medford, and they know exactly how to make this market work for you. They'll get your home sold for top dollar no matter what the marketplace is doing. The thing is, Jared has options and strategies that get your home sold fast. His top industry-leading marketing creates demand for your home, driving up the price. And best of all, Jared guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, or he'll buy it. Now you know why real estate expert and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran and I can't stop talking about Jared Hokanson right here in Medford. Call him today, 541-772-SOLD, or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com. That's 541-772-SOLD.com.
They went head-to-head.
You're such a whiner.
He's so bad as a president.
Trump and Biden in the first presidential debate.
The only jobs he created are for illegal immigrants.
Never heard so much malarkey in my whole life.
Who stumbled?
Eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with.
What you need to know, stay with your Southern Oregon home for conservative talk.
He has not done a good job. He's done a poor job, and inflation's killing our country.
News Talk 106.3 KMED.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMED.
And by the way, this is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KPXG, Grants Pass. And back with Dr. Powers because there's so much Supreme Court and other political news that we wanted to get a little earlier start on things. Hey, Doc, the presidential immunity case, which even Trump is claiming is just a big win for him, that presidents and former presidents are entitled to some claims of immunity based on official acts. What does this do, if anything, to the documents case, the one in which they went and raided Mar-a-Lago? Does this touch on it? Because that's not a Jack Smith case, is it? Or am I wrong about that?
Oh, well, the whole thing is this is all underneath this. They have different prosecutors coming in, but yeah, Jack's behind it. The key thing here is that, first of all, what the FBI, Merrick Garland, and Soros did stinks. because they go ahead. I mean, we should call these spades in bridge a spade.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is that the federal judge that now is presiding over the classified documents case has granted his request just, I guess it was on June 27th or so, for a hearing on whether prosecutors were permitted to improperly breach, I'll just tell you this very quickly, and then I'll explain it, attorney-client privilege when they attain crucial evidence from one of his ex-lawyers. Well, this judge is opening it up, and they're looking for some way to go ahead and to delay it or to derail it. Why? Because to have what this administrator did, which is a total affront to democracy, to have Biden to go ahead and to be able to say, well, I'm too feeble. I really don't remember these classified documents when they're in a damn Corvette and they're in his garage.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening here, and I hope your listeners, because they really are bright, is to understand that the deep state and the banana republic is really here, and that's what we have to fight. They have to fight it.
There would be given that debate performance. Now, we'll talk more about debate here maybe after this, after the next news segment here.
Wherever you want.
But, it seems to me that President Biden can't have it both ways. You know, you can't claim to, on one hand, I don't remember where the stuff was, and then the prosecutor says, well, we can't prosecute him because he's, an old man, he's feeble, et cetera, et cetera. And at the same time, the guy can't remain president either, can he? I mean, ultimately, if you're going to,
it
would seem.
This is a good, good argument. But you see, what the deep state, Jack Smith and Soros, who are running this country, have known, is that all of us, with the way things change, with all of a sudden we're being hit by 100 cuts in terms of transgender surgeries for minors, kids, that we won't remember or focus on the fact that he was given a administrative and deep state pass on classified documents.
But in other words, most people will just have a short memory, a short attention span theater on this kind of issue here. And they count on that for the most part.
Excellent
right?
points, Bill. Excellent points.
All right.
And but the thing is that everyone's got to understand this is a banana republic, which has been done. And with the New York Times and all of CNN, they have been sitting on this. And this is the big difference between Nixon's Watergate and here, because Biden should have been impeached, but he won't be because of the deep state's pocket media.
Okay. Now, I want you to think about something during this news break here, Doc, and then we'll continue here for one more segment, all right? That's why I had you come on at 7:30.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Is in spite of the fact that it's a risk to the country to have President Biden remain as president, it's obviously that he's not in control of his faculties. Okay, it's well known he's infirm, and it was on display last Thursday. He may have 5 to 6 hours a day that are good in him, and then the rest of it, you have to make sure and just let him sleep or whatever he does. Okay, so think about whether it would be wiser to put up with him rather than continuing to call for his resignation, as many Republicans have been doing. If it would not be better politically and for the country long term to keep the status quo and just replace the Biden administration clean in January. Can you think about that? And I'll get right back to you. Okay.
Wherever you want to go.
All right. That'll be coming up on Where Past Meets Present, mostly the present today. And a Town Hall News Now. We'll be back.